here today who given relief to the devotee from different type of sick feelings and manage all the disturbance and after disappearance of Mahaprabhu, when whole world was so much sad, especially Puri Dham was extremely unhappy, sad, etc., etc. He is Ramananda Rai. So many principal devotees disappearance day, he is giving nourishment proper to the devotees. But today is his disappearance day. His position was second jointly with Swarup Damodar and his divine grace, Ramananda Rai, always given proper nourishment to Srimad Mahaprabhu. After Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar disappeared, but Ramananda Rai was so strong and strict and affectionate nature. He managed everything there in Puri Dham, and everything was very quiet. We do not know if it was Mahaprabhu's instruction to him or not. But practically we are seeing, if not there was Ramananda Rai, whole situation was so much sad and intolerable. Anyhow, position in Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela, both places, Ramananda Rai was almost second, third. This is we know. Ashtasakhi of Radharani, his position was Vishakha Devi. Lalita Devi was leader. She also was leader. Eight principal Sakhis of Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champakulatika, Tunga Vidya, Indurekha, Sudevi and Rangadevi. All his leaders, but super leader was Radharani, after Radharani, Lalita Devi, then Vishakha Devi. That Vishakha Devi's position was so sweet and so affectionate lifestyle. Always so much merciful to the fallen soul, to the servitor group. Not fallen souls only, servitor groups. And here, when Mahaprabhu after sannyas went to the Puri Dham, and after Puri Dham, he went South India for preaching Krishna consciousness as an acharya of the sampradaya. That time first we heard the name of Ramananda Rai, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, mentioning to Mahaprabhu, are you going South India? There is Godavari River and the position of the king living Ramananda Rai. You must meet with him. He is the super Vaishnava. I cannot understand before his position. I sometimes joke with him, but now my full dandavat to him. I understand his position. You must meet with him. First we heard, and Mahaprabhu also eager to meet with him. Mahaprabhu went to Raja Mahendri, even opposite side is Kabbur. And Raja Mahendri and Kabbur, there is little different, because Raja Mahendri is the capital city, but Ramananda Rai, he is living in Kabbur for peaceful his life. He is managing everything, but himself living in separately in Kabbur. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur sent Guru Maharaj, given name Ramananda Das, and order to Guru Maharaj, you discover their place of Ramananda's meeting with Mahaprabhu. And Guru Maharaj happily went there and discovered that place. Not only discovered, he there purchased the land and make a very, very good and nice temple. Temple's name is Ramananda Gaudiya Math. We went many times there. Anyhow, first day of meeting with Ramananda Rai Dandapat, Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai every day coming for bathing, but king style, he is not ignoring, and so many drum, band party, etc., etc., following him, and he is bathing, taking all the opulence and going back. But that day, when coming, Mahaprabhu was seated in that place. Tir chari kato dure jal sannidhane basiya karen prabhu naam sankirtane. Mahaprabhu chanting and waiting for Ramananda Rai will come. Anokale dolai chori Ramananda Rai, snan kori bale aila bajna bajai. And Mahaprabhu understands that he is Ramananda Rai. Now come. And Ramananda Rai also have seen near to the Godavari river water some so exalted, bright sannyasi seated, and effulgent of the sannyasi, given some joyful impression in his heart, and before going to bed, he met with Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, when he met with Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu recognized him, still asking, "You are Ramananda Rai." And Ramananda Rai said, "He is king there, but given his identity, Dashudra Manda, I am very fallen soul and caste Shudra, an unfortunate man at Ramananda Rai." Mahaprabhu, after hearing and immediate embrace Ramananda Rai, and both are fainted and fall down there. After some time, they have got some sense, but general followers of Ramananda Rai, band party, etc., everything was very surprised to see this someone sannyasi and our master embraced, and both are fainted. Something is there, relation, we do not know before, maybe. And after that, Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, taking sense and control their feelings, then both are seated there and talking something about Krishna consciousness. And Mahaprabhu mentioned, "Sarvabhava Bhattacharya, he told me for meeting with you. Today I am very much satisfied." Anyhow, Ramananda Rai told to Mahaprabhu, "This is not final meeting time with you, because with me so many peoples. Now I am going to back my house after bathing, and evening I shall come to you." And Mahaprabhu accepted and seated the bank of Godavari inside of Kobbur side, and happily met and talked about Krishna, Radharani's lila, consciousness, and this way, few days, on request of Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu stayed there. That time, some Brahmin of that country, they happily given prasad bhoga to Mahaprabhu, invited for taking bhoga. And Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai talking, "So famous, you know, maybe you read, it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 8th chapter. They are serially going step by step to final Krishna consciousness, some discourses." Mahaprabhu questioning, and Ramananda Rai giving answer. And that situation, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami described within this sloka. संचार्य रामाभिद भक्त मेघे स्वभक्ति सिद्धांत छयामृतानि गौराभिरेदे रेमुनाभिति रत्नालयतांग प्रजाति नट संचार्य रामाभिद भक्त मेघे स्वभक्ति सिद्धांत छयामृतानि cloud coming from the ocean and rain falling from the cloud that ocean and Ramananda Raya like cloud, Mahaprabhu like ocean and knowledge from Mahaprabhu collected Ramananda Raya and as an answer of Mahaprabhu's question he given that answer like as rain the cloud given back that water. Full Krishna conception discourses within that one chapter. If you want to be qualified in Mahaprabhu's conception, only this chapter, small chapter, if you attentively read, you will be qualified in Krishna consciousness as Achintya Bhedabhi Tattva. Started from question after question after question. First question, answer given Ramananda Raya. Varnashram dharma is this siddhart. Varnashram adhara charvata. Purushena padapuman Vishnurarajya devanta. Nannatattu sukaranam. This way, going step by step to up. But when first step Mahaprabhu rejected summarily, it is not Krishna consciousness. Second step summarily. Third step summarily cancelled. The fourth step told, yes, it is starting point to Krishna consciousness. That is Jnani Prayasamudha Vashanamukta Eva Jeevanti Sanam Kuritang Bhavadiya Vartam Sravan and Kirtan. This is the starting point from this level to highest level. Sthane Sthitang Srutigatang Tanubhang Manobhirke Prayasu Jita Jita Prashita Sthi Lakha Jnani Prayasu Mudhavasya Namanteva. This slogan Mahaprabhu accepted and Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was very happy to speak about the conception of that sloka, and Guru Maharaj was so much exalted with that sloka. Anyhow, finally, they are given Krishna consciousness under guidance of the service of Radharani, and that service going to Krishna and Radha. Radha Krishna's Purnaya Bhigrati Ladini Shakti Rasmas Ekatmana Bhakti Bhupura Deho Vedam Gatoto. Kaviraj Goswami given translation, Radha Krishna Ayakatma Dui Deho Dhori Onnunya Bilase Rasa Asyada Dhori Chaitanya Khang Prakat Madhuna Taddayan Chait Kumaftham Radha Bhava Dhuti Sugalitanga Naomi Krishna Sarupa non-different form with Radha Krishna, combined form, Radha Krishna combined form as Gauranga Dev, Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Dev. Hari Purata Sundara Duti Padamba Sandhi Jita. Anyhow, finally Mahaprabhu ordered to Ramananda Raya, you leave this king style and come to Puri. We will stay together with discourses of Krishna consciousness, etc. First times of Radha Krishna Leela, we will test. Shravan Kirtan, we will do that. And Sir Ramananda Raya told to Mahaprabhu, yes, I shall go, but I have some rest of job with this country. I transfer to others and take permission from King Pasarudra and I am going. Then came and joined in Puridham with Mahaprabhu and stayed with Mahaprabhu. And Pasarudra happily accepted his prayer. He was free king position only under guidance of Pasarudra, king of Puri. Purisha, king of Purisha. And every day, Ramananda Raya, his character was mysterious. Ag Ramananda Raya, ithe adhikar. Mahaprabhu told, everything can do Ramananda Raya. Anyhow, finally when Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar and many of the devotees appeared, Ramananda Raya taken the flag of Mahaprabhu and given nourishment to the devotee of Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Dev. Then Ramananda Raya one day, and that day was this day he disappeared. We have seen his residence near to Puri someplace, but I went or not, I cannot remember, but I heard from Dr. Shastri there is Ramananda Raya's house. Where is living Bhavananda Raya, his father, when going to the Puri. And he has another four brother, Panchaputra, Sanghenase Raya Bhavananda. Another four brother he has. They are all servitors of Raja Pratavrudra, king of Puri, Orisha, king. After Ramananda Raya, before disappearance of Ramananda Raya, make settle all the situation. Pratavrudra believed him so much affectionate with him. King Pratavrudra. And in the middle, many stories. Pradyumna Mishra went to hear some Krishna Gatha. But Mahaprabhu sent Ramananda Roy. And he not was happy after hearing his behavior. Come back to Mahaprabhu and told Roy, after hearing, Mahaprabhu said, you do not know Ramananda Roy, he is only the person who knows full Krishna consciousness and attached with Bhagavan Krishna and qualified to distribute Krishna prema, etc., etc. And next day he called, and after talking with Ramananda Roy, he was extremely happy that Pradyumna Mishra, and his satisfaction told to Mahaprabhu. But every night Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar giving super nourishment to Mahaprabhu with song, Chandidas Vidyapati. Ramananda Roy had one natak named Jagannath Ballam Natak. Roy Natakuditi, Chandidas Vidyapati. Roy Natakuditi, Karnamrita, Sri Gita Govinda. All this song book, Mahaprabhu testing with Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar every night in Gambhira, living there in Gambhira. And almost after 2 or 3 o'clock, Mahaprabhu and resting, they are going their own place. But Mahaprabhu showing resting but cannot rest. And every day some disturbance happening. And Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, had in Shankar to sit in the door as a doorkeeper. Mahaprabhu not will go out. Mahaprabhu going out and doing massacre with his divine form, controlled. This way maintain the life that time. Finally, when Mahaprabhu disappeared, that time radar taken in hand, Ramananda Roy, and giving nourishment to everyone. That was the situation in Puri. And all the devotee was very, very sad, intolerable separation. Mahaprabhu. But Ramananda Roy given by everyone good nourishment. That Ramananda Roy today disappear. Actually, Swarup Ramananda Sane Mahaprabhu Ratri Dine Sune Gaya Paramananda. That was the joyful situation with Ramananda Roy every day, and for that Mahaprabhu called him from Rajamahendri to Puri Dham. He is living in Puri, Jagannath Ballam Udyan, and his Jagannath Ballam Natak, so sweet Natak, little book, but all the qualities within that book. As a natak. Jada jato daivan madhurupura rato lochana patra. like that, so many exalted slokas in that Pali book. But one very suitable part there. Bhagne kinchit jadayam pramada premanguru jojai dumna sattva. This sloka. Anyhow, at present our necessary under guidance of some qualified devotee, we can hear everything. Anusrinuyad, athabadnayaccha. Even Rasalila, we can hear from the qualified devotee, but alone not. Strict, especially by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, comment, you not to be sahajiya. What name? In the law, material law, they are given some opportunity in favor of the culprit. What are you English kiya hai? Ekjon nirdosh manush jeno kokhono shasti na paye, barong doshi chhara peye jay, ta bhalo. Say of 100 feet, far we will live from Sahajiya. That was the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's conception. One day, Saraswati Thakur, maybe it will be as a boy, doing puna to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that time Bhaktivinoda Thakur seated with one Sahajiya Babaji. And so far, Saraswati Thakur paying dandavat, shastanga dandavat. And Babaji noticed that boy is very exalted boy, but not come to you and not pay dandavat here. Why this far? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he has some
bow.
He will keep it 100 feet far, always 100 feet and more far from the Sahajiya. But you are here and he knows you are Sahajiya. Then he not come to me. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very simple-hearted. He also told, I am not Sahajiya, but you are Sahajiya, and he avoids Sahajiya. Then not to be Sahajiya. Naitat samachari jatu manasapi janishara vinasatya charan modhya jataru drog chidang visam. Until become powerful like Lord Shiva, you cannot take the poison. Lord Shiva can take poison and digest. But if you have not that type of power, you will die to take that poison. This is instruction in Srimad Bhagavat. But Bhagavat not told you not to hear Bhagavat, but hear Vikriridam Bhujavadhu Vididam Javishnu Sadhanito Anusriniyata Athavadnayajja Bhakti Parang Bhagavati Pratilabhagamah. hidrogamasu apahino kya chirena dhira. This sloka. After that, naitat samachari jyatu manasabhi chanishara. Until getting that power, you not to try to eat the poison like Lord Shiva. This is the instruction of Srimad Bhagavat. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, following that principle and preaching, his one song, Dushtamon Tumi Kisher Vaishnav, there everything explained. And Prakita Sahajyavad Sata Dushani, that's also written by Saraswati Thakur. Mayavad Sata Dushani in Madhyacharya Sampradaya, written on book, and Sahajyavad Sata Dushani, written Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Jai Ramananda Sanatana Anugarabhu Sri Jiva Jibba Prabhu Sri Chaitanya Daya Sudha Dhunidharo Damodaramodadu Ramananda Sanatana Anugarabhu Sri Jiva Jibba Prabhu Radha Prema Rasa Mitabdhimakara Bratika Sambrajito Sasri Rupa Padamita Dhirahari Sparses Pihang Jachatu. This sloka composed Guru Maharaj and given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu introduction. There is Ramananda Raya. Always Mahaprabhu given super respect as a devotee to Ramananda Raya. And Ramananda Raya, he have only sent Mahaprabhu's full fledged form, divine form. Pahile dekhili tumar sannyasi sarup, evekane dekhi tumar sam gopuru. Sammukhe dekhiye tomar kanchan panchalika, tar gaurange tomar sarvanga dhaka. First I have seen you are sannyasi. Now I am seeing the sky blue divine form covered by golden color as a man. What is cause? Mahaprabhu said, you are Krishna Bhakti. Everywhere you are seeing his divine form. Samana Ramananda Raya told, no, it is not truth. Actually, you are Krishna covered by Radharani's heart and halo and appear. That is your divine form I am seeing now. Then Mahaprabhu told, I cannot hide in form of you as you have seen. It is truth. Then Rasaraj Krishna and Mahabhav Radharani. Rasaraj Atabali Mahaprabhu Dekhaila Sarup, Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Akru. Dekhi Ramananda Haila Ananda Murchite, Dharite Napare Deho Porila Bhumite. This is the 8th chapter of Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. All carefully, if you read, you will be super benefited. Jai Om Vishnu Vatsala Bhakti Sila Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Ramananda Raya Prabhu Ki
Jai.
I am so fortunate that I describe little bit glorification of Ramananda Raya. because our line through Ramananda Rai is the proper, and going to Lalita Devi and from Lalita to Radhara. This is Upanishad Sampradaya. Haridas Thakur ki jai, Parinam Sankirtan ki jai, Anand Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Radha Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai, all the assembled devotees ki jai, Ramananda Rai, this appearance Mahamahotsav ki jai, Gaur Prabhanande.
Jai Om Vishnu Pada, Paramahansa Vairaja Gacharya, Pastotra Sri Srinivas Guru Bhakti Sandar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.